萨林格麦田里的守望者刚刚迎来出版75周年。
Seven and a half years ago, The Guardian in the Solane Wheat Field was published.
没有哪部小说像他一样。
No novel is like him.
在现实世界引发如此巨大的震荡。
Cause such a huge stir in the real world.
以至于长达数十年里。
For decades.
这部小说被列为禁书，流。
This novel was listed as a banned book.
是，书中有太多粗口脏话。
The book contains too many vulgar words.
离经叛道的思想。
Rebellious ideas.
以及令正人君子目瞪口呆的性描写。
And the explicit descriptions of sex that left the upright gentleman speechless.
记得初中那会儿。
I remember when I was in junior high school.
一个女孩送了我一本《麦田里的守望者》。
A girl gave me a copy of The Catcher in the Rye.
她是个桀骜不驯的坏女孩。
She was a wild and rebellious girl.
长得很漂亮。
Beautiful.
我们表面上鄙视她。
We outwardly despise her.
暗地里却为她着迷。
Secretly, I was infatuated with her.
她送
Bubble.
我那本书的时候有点不好意思。
I was a little embarrassed when I read that book.
因为在他看来。
Because in his view.
我是个读文化苦女。
I am a culturalized woman.
的正经人，这么多年过去了。
After so many years.
正经人对那个女孩仍心存感念。
Even a sensible person still has feelings for that girl.
小说的巨大成功。令塞林格一夜成名。
The novel's huge success made Salinger an overnight sensation.
突如其来的名气。
The vitality of the place.
把他吓坏了。
He was scared.
他立即离开。
He sent her away.
他家乡隐居到远离尘嚣的乡。
A recluse lives in a remote village.
下，塞林格从此成为一名隐士。
Since then, Selling became a recluse.
是，他从不公开露面。
She never appears in public.
更不接受采访。
Refused to be interviewed.
直到2010。
Until 2010.
以91岁高龄去世。
Died at the age of 91.
是，人们才知道他生活中鲜为人知的故事。
People are beginning to learn about her life, which is hidden from the public.
塞林格会喝自己的尿。
Salinger drank his own urine.
而且经常喝。他是个狂热的宗教探索者。
In addition, he was a frequent drinker and an avid religious explorer.
隐居后在禅宗。
A friend who lives in Zenju.
印度教、三杂技教及各种神秘主义学说之间反复横跳。
The Hindu tradition of Sanatana Dharma and various mystical schools of thought have repeatedly intersected.
所以他有很多神神叨叨的怪癖。
Therefore, he has many strange and superstitious habits.
他很少和妻子上床。
He rarely has sex with his wife.
禁止家人走亲访友。
Prohibit family members from visiting or socializing.
林格曾是一名反情报兵。
Lane was a soldier who rebelled against Ken.
他亲身经历了诺曼底登陆和解放集中营。
He personally experienced the Normandy landings and liberation of concentration camps.
他女儿认为。
His daughter thought.
塞林格退伍后的性格其实是未经治疗的。
After retiring from the military, Selig's personality was actually untreated.
创伤后应激障碍。
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
这导致他极度渴望与世隔绝且愤。
This led him to be extremely isolated and resentful.
人世嫉俗。
The world is corrupt.
并且在家中显得暴躁和偏执。
And he became irritable and paranoid at home.
但有时候他也善于交际。
But sometimes she is also good at socializing.
尤其是舞美女的时候。
Especially when the dancers are beautiful.
人们经常看到她和影星费雯丽一起喝酒。
People often saw her drinking with the actress Vivien Leigh.
她隐居期间还被拍到与时尚杂志的模特约会。
She was also photographed dating a model from a fashion magazine during her period of seclusion.
早在22岁的时候，
As early as the age of 22,
她就与剧作家尤金·奥利尔的女儿乌娜·奥利尔谈起了恋爱。
He talked about his relationship with the daughter of playwright Yunar.
当时乌娜只有16岁。
At that time, Yunar was only 16 years old.
但她后来嫁给了比她年长许多的查理·卓别林。
But she later married Charlie Chaplin, who was much older than her.
53岁的塞林格有一天在《纽约客》杂志上看到19岁的少女作家梅纳德的照片。
One day, 53-year-old Salinger saw a photograph of the 19-year-old writer Mander in the New Yorker magazine.
他给梅纳德写了一封信。
He wrote a letter to Mead.
热情洋溢的赞美。
Enthusiastic praise.
他的文章也对他本人表达爱慕。
His article also expresses his affection for himself.
很快。
Soon.
这个女孩辞去了工作。
This girl quit her job.
从耶鲁退学，搬去和塞林格同住。
Dropped out of Yale and moved to live with Salinger.
但这段关系只维持了10个月。
However, this relationship only lasted for 10 months.
梅纳德后来回忆道：“我几乎断绝了与所有人的联系。”
Later, Mead recalled that he had almost completely cut off contact with everyone.
天真的以为我们会永远在一起。
I foolishly thought we would be together forever.
但我每天都生活在恐惧之中。
But I live in fear every day.
害怕得罪这个我最在乎的人。晚年三英格以节俭著称。
Afraid of offending the person I care about most, San Yin Peak is known for its frugality.
即使到了80高龄，
Even at the age of 80,
他能经常在小镇上的教堂里享用$12的烤牛肉晚餐。
He could often enjoy a $12 beef dinner at the church in town.
而且他总是坐在同一个位置。
And he always sat in the same seat.
尽可能的靠近线表。
Get as close to the line as possible.
塞林格的作品首次把青少年的真实声音带入严肃文学。
Freeland's works were the first to bring the authentic voices of teenagers into serious literature.
他开创了全新的流派。
He pioneered a new genre.
深刻捕捉到了战后美国的精神危机。
Deeply captures the spiritual crisis of post-war America.
他的小说宛如一面镜子。
His novels are like a mirror.
映照出成人世界里那些早已习以为常的不安和虚伪。
Reflects the anxieties and hypocrisies that are commonplace in adult life.